shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Thunderstorms are moving across the area right now. Currently, we don't have any warnings. We'll talk about what our severe weather threat is today, coming up.
People stopped to come help me, and they were saying, get out the car, get out the car. It was smoking.
There's scary moments for North Carolina high school teacher after a steel spool hit her car windshield right there while she was driving. She tells us about the moments right before her car went up in flames. That was a scary moment, a pretty big object smashing through the windshield here. So we get Thursday started. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. It was dry when I was driving in, but then just within the last 10 minutes as I was working at my desk, could hear the rain just pouring on our roof here at the station. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. The sky's like opened up. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, it feels like spring out there. Here comes a thunderstorm early this morning across our area. Currently, we don't have any warnings in effect, but we definitely have heavy rain here and a lot of lightning. So if you were thinking about heading out to walk the dog right now, just give it a little while. This is going to move through fairly quickly, at least in terms of the lightning, which you see this much lightning and you want to stay inside. We can see a lot of lightning here across Wake County from Wake Forest back through Raleigh, Apex, Fuquay, Verena, back over toward Durham, Chapel Hill, and back into Chatham County as well. We'll zoom it back out. You can see from Pittsburgh westward, all this is beginning to taper off, but we'll head back up to the north, and we're still seeing plenty of this here. Some thunder and lightning around Henderson over toward Warrenton that will continue to lift north and east. So this is going to be with us for a little while this morning. As a matter of fact, here's a look at Futurecast. We'll kick things off, and we're not likely to have the strong thunderstorms with us all morning long. That starts to taper off around, say, 7 or 8 o'clock. Here's 9 o'clock in the morning. We're just looking at some light showers at that point. But unlike yesterday, this looks like it could continue for most of the day. You see, we don't have a lot of breaks in the precipitation as we get into the afternoon. There's 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and it just continues because you know we're going to see it again on Friday. And we'll also have a chance for some severe storms later on Friday. Here's a look at Chapel Hill. It is pouring right now. Everybody's seeing rain that's coming down. It's coming down heavily. Here's a look at downtown Raleigh as well. 58 degrees right now. Our winds are coming out of the northeast, but it is still on the mild side. We'll climb into the 60s by 9 or 10, and it will be a warm afternoon. Even with the clouds and some showers, we're looking at temperatures climbing on up into the mid-70s. Here's a look at our rainfall for tomorrow. We're going to have another wet commute tomorrow and then continuing to have a chance of rain and then thunderstorms during the evening. For tomorrow, we have a level one risk of severe storms for most of the viewing area. Doesn't include the north and east. And then just a sliver of Moore County and Chatham County are in the level two risk for tomorrow. So we're going to go over the timeline for the storms tomorrow coming up in just a bit. Michelle?
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Trader this morning, giving you another look at the rain. This is I-40 at Fayetteville Road. You can see a couple cars on the road, but the rain is really coming down this morning. So definitely a day that you want to take it slow on the roads. Overall, we are not seeing any crashes at the moment, but I do have a look at the current road conditions. All of this green indicates that the roads are very wet. We also have the storm tracker out on the road right now. Our photographer Mark Alexic giving us a good look at what we're dealing with this morning. This is what it's going to look like on your commute. He's heading on I-40 towards Lake Wheeler Road. Windshield wipers are going. So again, just a really good day to take it slow.
Thanks, Michelle. We'll follow it throughout the morning. Breaking news. Meantime, an investigation is underway after a house fire overnight in Clayton. WRAL's Michael Grace joins us from the breaking news tracker. Michael, those crews still checking for hot spots right now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And I know we've been talking about this rain all morning. I actually asked the fire chief if the rain is going to help them in any way. And it is actually going to play no factor whatsoever because some of those hot spots can be under some of the debris. But let's get you to this video of the fire earlier tonight. You can see just how large those flames were. This all happened at around 12:45 on O'Neill Street. Crews were able to get it under control at 2:30 in the morning. No one was inside at the time. The homeowner was staying at a family member's. Red Cross has been called out to assist that homeowner. And right now I'm just going to be staying out here, keeping an eye out along with these crews on when they'll be able to investigate further once those hot spots settle down. Live in Clayton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
3, 2, 1. Engines full power and lift off of Crew 6. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
That's pretty cool. Crew of four astronauts on their way to the International Space Station this morning after launching from Cape Canaveral overnight. That rocket took off from the Kennedy Space Center 12:35. The SpaceX crew, made up of two astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and an astronaut from the United Arab Emirates, will spend 6 months on the ISS. They're expected to dock early tomorrow morning. The launch was originally scheduled for Monday, but was scrapped because of a clogged rocket filter.
A woman walks away without injuries after a steel spool fell off a truck and hit her windshield, causing her car to burst into flames. It happened just after 8 p.m. in Johnston County and shut down Buffalo Road for an hour. There's the spool. This is video taken from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Stephanie Reynolds is a teacher at Smithfield Selma High School. She was on her way back from a funeral when that spool hit her car. She says people stopped to help her, urging her to get out of the car as it filled with smoke.
And so I was trying to get out. I was kicking the door, and I finally got out, and the smoke was everywhere. And then the fire started, and then the next thing I knew, my car was blowing up in front of me.
Such scary moments there. The driver of the pickup carrying the piping was charged with failure to secure a load and driving without an operator's license.
Riot police clashed with protesters overnight outside the offices of Greece's rail operator. Protesters were seen there throwing rocks and setting dumpsters on fire. This comes after at least 38 people were killed when two trains collided there. The train was carrying 350 passengers, many of them students returning from carnival celebrations.
The first weapons detection system in a Johnston County school is now up and running. The open gate system has been installed at North Johnston Middle School. It combines radio frequency sensors with artificial intelligence to screen students for things like guns and weapons. Soon, every school in the district will be equipped with technology. Many parents say they are on board with the added layer of security.
I want kids to get stuff that is not supposed to get to schools. So I believe most of it will be good.
They're your world. So, I mean, obviously, no matter what you want to do, it's their safety comes number one.
The Johnston County School System invested $6 million into this technology. Installation will happen at all 48 schools over the next few weeks.
The defense will give its closing arguments this morning in former South Carolina Alec Murdoch's murder trial. State prosecutors gave their closing arguments Wednesday, saying Murdoch is the only person who could have killed his wife and son.
There is only one person who had the motive, who had the means, who had the opportunity to commit these crimes.
Even if the jury finds Murdoch not guilty, he is still facing the possibility of decades in prison if convicted of most of the separate 99 charges he faces for alleged financial crimes.
Garner residents will have a chance to ask questions about the town's new downtown social district at a community meeting tonight. Town leaders will answer questions from 5 to 6 this evening. Swing by 120 East Main Street to learn more about the new social district. Garner is the latest town to join Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville, offering social districts, which allow people to drink alcoholic beverages outdoors at participating businesses during permitted hours.
4:38 is the time right now. A new warning from the CDC about a fast-spreading stomach bug coming up. Health experts explain how it spreads and what local restaurants are doing to keep your food safe.
And it is almost time for the annual Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you when the beautiful flowers will reach peak bloom this year.
We'll take you back for a live look at Clayton this morning. Those wet roads all across the triangle today. And coming up, we check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see how long this rain will stick around.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42 and we have thunderstorms moving across the area, especially right around the Triangle area, north up toward the Virginia line. Not seeing much down around Fayetteville or Clinton or even down into the Sandhills, Sanford and Southern Pines, all looking fine right now. But right here around Wake County, Durham County, it's the thunder and lightning starting to pull out of Orange County and Chatham County, but moving eastward. So as we head over toward Rocky Mountain, Wilson and on up toward Roanoke Rapids, you're going to start to see some of this lightning and thunder. We take a look at Apex and it is pouring down rain here. There's a lot of have heavy rain with this. There's a lot of lightning with it too. We take a look at our forecast hour by hour. And we will see a warm afternoon. We'll be in the 60s this morning, looking at mid 70s, but we have the potential for rain for much of the day.
It's just rain for us, but check this out. New satellite pictures from NASA show just how much snow Southern California saw last month. The first picture was taken of LA County on February 10th. The second was taken 16 days later on February 26th.
Being called a serious public health threat, CDC is now warning about a drug-resistant bacteria called Shigella. Outbreaks are often spread through contaminated foods and surfaces. It only takes a small amount of bacteria to make it really sick. And the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services says there are no cases of Shigella in North Carolina yet. But given how fast it can transmit, they do expect to see it in the future. Health experts say symptoms like diarrhea, stomach cramps, and fever can last anywhere from 5 to 7 days. Local restaurants are emphasizing deep cleaning, staff wearing white gloves while handling the food. And for anyone not feeling well, they're asking them to stay home.
We know that we can be short on people, but we prefer to sacrifice shortest on the restaurant, but we know everybody's health is basically safe that way.
Doctors don't anticipate this to be common. Experts are encouraging people to wash their hands before eating or while preparing food and after going to the bathroom. Also, staying hydrated by drinking plenty of fluids and electrolytes is key.
Health officials in South Carolina are investigating a possible case of Legionnaire's disease at a nursing home. Staff and patients aren't allowed to use the water at the facility until they can figure out where the disease came from. The director says it's just a precaution. Employees are saying that's not safe. The health department is providing clean water.
Today, state lawmakers are hosting a mental health town hall. This is in New Bern. The discussion will start at 6 p.m. at the Riverfront Convention Center. You can also watch the event live on the state's Department of Health and Human Services YouTube channel. State leaders from the Department of Health and Human Services will be there to answer your questions.
A new report shows the gender pay gap in the U.S. hasn't narrowed much in the past 20 years. Research from the Pew Research Center shows women made 82 cents for every dollar a man earned last year. That's just 2 cents more than in 2002, although it is a leap from 65 cents that was the average in 1982. The report notes women's pay has been stuck even as they outpace men in educational qualifications. It also shows a racial wage gap. The research found black women last year earned 70% as much as white men.
Henderson City Council moves forward with plans to develop more housing for the city's workforce. Council voted 7-1 to purchase more than 100 properties owned by both Vance County and the city. Properties cost nearly $155,000. The city intends to build housing on that land, and a study in the area found that Henderson is roughly 3,000 housing units short, particularly for lower-income families.
Career-minded moms have an opportunity today to work on achieving their professional goals. Restored for Moms and Blush Cowork are hosting Profesh Refresh tonight in Cary. That's from 6 to 8. Speakers will address topics typically overlooked at conferences. That includes LinkedIn profiles, first impressions, including wardrobe and makeup, and workplace communications. Up-and-coming country artist Elvie Shane has been announced to headline this year's NC Freedom Fest in Goldsboro. This will be the third year for the event, celebrating our military and first responders. The concert is scheduled for September 9th in downtown Goldsboro. It will be free to attend.
The town of Pittsboro will once again consider building a skate park, an idea that has been discussed for more than a decade. This is a look at the renderings there for the proposal, which would build the skate park at McClenahan Park. The idea was first discussed in 2012, but was abandoned back then. If approved, the town would still need to secure funding for the project, which would likely be part of the 2024 budget. When discussed in the past, the design was estimated to cost roughly $400,000.
We now know the best dates to visit Washington, D.C. if you want to see the cherry blossoms. The National Park Service says peak bloom is expected between March 22nd and 25th. Experts say it was difficult to determine when it would happen this year because an unseasonably warm winter prevented the trees from ever reaching full dormancy. This does line up with last year, though. Peak bloom happened on March 25th. So this gives you a little time to plan.
No doubt. They're beautiful. 4:47 is the timer now. Things are popping right here. If those flowers are going to bloom, we need A little bit of rain, right? That's spring showers. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
This is for sure a spring pattern for us with morning thunderstorms. Lots and lots of lightning right here on Wake County and then moving into Johnston County. This all is going to continue to head east-northeast. So up around Franklin County toward Northampton County, up around Roanoke Rapids, you're going to continue to see this as well. We'll zoom in again. It's beginning to taper off a little bit back here across Orange County. Still seeing plenty of rain in Durham and some lightning coming out of Chatham County at this point. Once this line of thunderstorms moves on through, we're going to see more showers with us for the bulk of the day today. So this is not actually ending anytime soon. But we're seeing a lot of lightning on the cameras around Wake County and then down here around Clayton, Wilson's Mills, down towards Smithfield. We'll move it on up to the north and east. Roanoke Rapids, you're starting to see some of that lightning start to flash. Oxford, Henderson, back over toward Warrenton, Lewisburg, Enfield, and up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Until 7 a.m., these are the counties that are at least in some part in our level one severe weather threat. Chatham, Durham, Moore, Orange, and Person counties. We're really looking at the best chance for hail in these places, and we'll go over that potential. Right now, we're not seeing any reports of hail, but that looks like the biggest threat. Here's a look at Chapel Hill, where we have the rain coming down. There are going to be a lot of wet roads across the area this morning, but this heavy band, but once we get to, say, 7, 8 o'clock, this heavy band should begin to settle down just a little bit. No rain yet in Goldsboro, but we're definitely wet in Apex, over here in Raleigh, and in Chapel Hill, seeing plenty of rain coming down. We take a look at what's happening here. Lots of severe storms overnight last night. You could see the red shaded area. That was a tornado watch. And the little boxes that pop up, the yellow are tornado, the yellow are severe thunderstorm warnings, and the red are tornado warnings. The cold front way back here to our west. And we're just seeing this batch of rain coming in. That's going to begin to taper off just a little bit, but we're going to have this steady flow of rain coming in until our cold front slides by. And that doesn't happen until late tomorrow. So we take a look at tomorrow at 4 a.m. It looks like things may be fairly dry. This is an update from yesterday where we don't see as much rain during the day on Friday. You can see that up through lunchtime, it's looking fairly dry. We do have the potential when the front comes through to have a little bit more rain, but it's looking much lighter and a bit less severe than it was yesterday. However, the Deep South definitely on track for a lot of severe storms, tornadoes. For today, it's a level 4 risk across parts of Texas and the Deep South. For us tomorrow, we're not looking at anything like that. We do have a level 1 risk from the Triangle area south and west. And yesterday, some of our counties were under a level 2 risk. Now it's really just a sliver of Chatham and Moore County. So our tornado threat's fairly low, but back to the west, it's a little bit higher. Today and tomorrow total, we'll likely see somewhere between 1/4 inch and 3/4 inch. There may be some areas that are a little bit higher than that in terms of rain. Today's going to be a very warm day at 74, and tomorrow's mild too at 70. Once the front comes through, temperatures back off into the 60s, but still pretty pleasant, mid to upper 60s for Saturday and Sunday. And then it looks like we'll be fairly warm next week, but we're still looking at the potential for the middle of March to be colder. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. We'll take you up to Durham right now. This is I-40 at Barbie Road. A couple cars on the road. You can kind of see the reflection of the lights on the road. Roads are definitely wet this morning, so a day that you want to give yourself some extra time. Thankfully, all of our major routes in Durham look good right now. 85 and 40 looking good. And as I mentioned, we do not have any crashes anywhere in the viewing area right now, which is a good thing. I do want to show you the current road conditions. All of the green on the map indicates where the roads are wet. It's everywhere. So again, just a day to give yourself some extra time. Maybe leave a little bit early for work this morning.
And you this morning here in the WRA Live Center, a Spirit Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Jacksonville, Florida. This is new information into our newsroom this morning. Airport officials say some type of battery caught fire in an overhead bin. The flight was supposed to actually land in Orlando, but again, they had to make an emergency landing in Jacksonville, Florida. The flight crew was able to quickly extinguish that fire, that battery fire, and the flight landed safely at Jacksonville International Airport. Of course, Spirit Airlines issuing a statement thanking the crew and guests for their quick work and quick thinking in getting everybody on board safely down on the ground.
4:52, we are just a few months away from the Kentucky Derby, and the bourbon battle for this year's race has been unveiled. Coming up, which anniversary it coincides with and the legend it honors.
Plus, a list of the most visited national parks has been released. Which North Carolina attraction made it into the top 3?